And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli minister Benny Gantz has quit his country's emergency coalition government Sunday, leaving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu without a centrist power in his government. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard.
In a televised news conference, Gantz said Netanyahu was, quote, preventing us from advancing toward true victory, and that politics was clouding fateful strategic decisions in his cabinet. He added that stepping down while hostages were still in Gaza and soldiers were still fighting there was an excruciating decision. A former general, Gantz had joined Netanyahu's inner war cabinet soon after the October 7th attacks by Hamas, where he, the prime minister, and defense minister Yoav Gallant were the only voting members.
That is Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Israelis are celebrating after the weekend recovery of four hostages from Hamas, but it's a stark contrast in Gaza, where hundreds of Palestinians were killed. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
The Israeli operation left more than 270 Palestinians dead, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. That included airstrikes that leveled parts of the camp just days after Israeli troops pummeled a school-turned-shelter, according to local health officials. As the Israel Defense Forces continue sweeps in Gaza, claiming to seize stockpiles of weapons, its staunchest ally, the United States, says this conflict could end right now if Hamas agreed to a ceasefire. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The director of the UN World Food Program says the program has paused its distribution of humanitarian aid from an American-built pier off Gaza out of concern for the safety of its workers. The WFP head, Cindy McCain, spoke a day after a successful Israeli military raid to free four hostages, left at least 274 Palestinians dead. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has decided to dissolve the lower house of parliament and call general elections. Voters will go back to the polls in the coming weeks to choose lawmakers. His party was handed a heavy loss by the far right at the European elections. First projected results from France are putting the far-right National Rally Party well ahead in European Union's parliamentary elections, according to French opinion poll institutes. Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration nationalist party is estimated to get around 31 to 32% of the votes, more than twice the score of Macron's pro-European centrist party that is projected to reach around 15%. South Korea on Sunday restarted its anti-North Korea loudspeaker broadcasts in border areas. Details from AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
The move comes in retaliation to the North sending over 1,000 balloons filled with trash and manure over the last couple of weeks. With the loudspeakers, South Korea may blare anti-Pyongyang broadcasts, K-pop songs and outside news across the rival's heavily armed border. The decision is certain to anger Pyongyang and potentially prompt it to take retaliatory military steps. It also adds to tensions between the war-divided rivals. I'm Karen Chamas.
So Ukraine says its forces have hit an ultra-modern Russian warplane stationed at an airbase nearly 370 miles from the front lines. If confirmed, it would mark Ukraine's first known successful strike on an Su-57 fighter plane, lauded as Russia's most advanced. Russia's defense ministry ordered senior political figures did not comment on Sunday. Strike came shortly after Kyiv's Western allies authorized the use of their weapons to hit some targets on Russian soil, but the airstrip's distance from Ukraine and unofficial comment from Russia suggested Ukrainian-made drones were used in that attack. Monday is part of the first full week of asylum processing being suspended at the U.S. border. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of migrants have been deported under the ban so far, according to two senior Homeland Security officials. They say there were 17 deportation flights last week. But the AP has chronicled one man, a jeweler from Colombia. He was arrested, but instead of being deported, he was dropped off in San Diego and made his way to the airport for a flight to New Jersey. The official language in the president's executive order acknowledges that the government lacks the money and the authority to deport everyone eligible. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.